Thank you, Linda. Good afternoon and welcome. The special time to remember Crystal Webster, celebrate her life, rejoice that she is with the Lord, and even though we do grieve at her absence, we hang on to that tremendous hope, knowing she is with Jesus, our hope. So I'd like to start with a word of prayer. No, I'm going to start with something else. As you see, I am without a suit coat. This feels like June instead of May. If you would like to, gentlemen, shed a suit coat if you wore one, you are welcome to do so. It's just, I told Floyd before the service, I'd rather not pass out from heat during this little service. So if you want to shed your coat, feel free to do so. But let's bow in prayer. Lord God, as we come here as friends and family of a very, very special lady, we miss her. It will be hard to actually do an accurate, thorough tribute in the few minutes we're here together. Her life was certainly a reflection of who you are, Jesus. She was such a thoroughly godly woman in so many ways. So help us. We need your help. Bless Anne and the family, especially feeling the loss, but all of us too. And so even as we share and remember, I know Crystal would want us to laugh. She loved to laugh. She'd want us to think about where she is and focus on the fact that she no longer is in a body that was wearing out with age, but she is in your presence, reunited with family members who have already gone on before. So bring comfort and encouragement right now in your name, Jesus, and for your glory. Amen. We're going to start by singing together. Hopefully you can locate a hymnal near you. And it is number, Great is Thy Faithfulness, 37? No. Hold on. 40. Number 40. 40 in the red hymnal, Great is Thy Faithfulness. If you can't see a copy, raise your hand and one of the ushers will assist you. I would ask you to stand with me as we sing this hymn of praise. Crystal's life is a testimony of God's faithfulness and goodness. Think of her life and Jesus in her life as we sing this together. Number 40, 40.
Faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
You may be seated. That is the story, in many ways, of Crystal's life, what we just sang, God's faithfulness to her. I'd like to start by reading a poem. I don't know if there's more left out back. Do you know if there were more from last night? Are there more of these, Peter? They're going to check. But if you can get one of these, it has a lovely picture of Crystal and a poem that the family picked out. Did you pick this out, Amy? Yeah, I'd like to start with that. There's no night without a dawning, no winter without a spring. And beyond death's dark horizon, our hearts will once more sing. For those who leave us for a while have only gone away out of a restless, careworn world into a brighter day where there will be no partings and time is not counted by years, where there are no trials or troubles, no worries, no cares, no tears. Excuse me. That's where Crystal is now with her Lord and Savior Jesus because of his work in her life. I'd like to read from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth where he wrote, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." I think Crystal's life personified an application of that passage. I don't think she or any of us who knew her would say she had an easy life. And yet God was faithful, and she found comfort in God and then passed on that comfort to many, many others. Her life literally touched lots of people. I'm going to give a little overview of her life, and then if any of you would like a chance to say something, probably the easiest thing it would be to stand up and speak clearly right from you are instead of trying to climb up and down here from the platform. But we'll do that just in a few minutes. But if you think of a story of where Crystal impacted your life, I'd like you to have a chance to do that. Crystal was born in Waldoboro, Maine, May 22, 1922. And last Sunday was her 89th birthday. She was sitting over here. We started out our service that morning by singing happy birthday to her. And then a little later on, we were out in the fellowship hall and had a birthday cake with her. She didn't know, we didn't know, that this was her final week on earth. And that just in a few days, she would leave being with friends and family to rejoin friends and family that have already gone on before her. Crystal was educated in Harmony Schools and graduated from Harmony High School. Oh, I meant to mention the family names here. Of course, she was the daughter of Emery and Avis Cromwell Post, and Crystal loved the family reunions. She stayed with the family, kept in touch, and had an amazing catalog in her mind of who was where and how. I don't know how she did that. She was also related to the Giffords, and to show her humor here, in Maine, Giffords has an ice cream company, and they have several stores, and I remember driving by one with her, and I said, there's one of your stores, Crystal. She says, you know, they never share, they never send proceeds. I don't know what's going on. No ice cream benefits, I wrote down. After high school, she went for 5 years to Chestnut Hill Bible School in New Hampshire, and she had many memories and many lifelong friends from her time there. I think if I've got the story right from her, Esther, then Craig, who became Parker, nicknamed her Christabel, and it stuck. And others, I think, have called her that as well, but they became good friends, and she told me some of their homesick stories and some of their funny stories, and they kept in touch just up until Esther's passing a couple years ago. She married Carl R. Webster, April 16th, 1947, right here in this chapel. Carl had served in the war as a P-51 Mustang mechanic. And I can remember being in the home and seeing some of the picture albums there. They did a variety of things. They were caretakers on the schooner yacht Coronet in Portland Harbor for at least 5 years. Raised their baby girl Anne there. Anne, do you have memories of being on the Coronet? Just a few early ones. Then they responded to the call for God to lead them into elderly care. They did that for many years at a home not far from here, known as the Wolf Place and later the Maples. And in their caregiving of elderly people, they also had different young people that would come and stay with them and help out. And some of them would come from the Bible school and help out, but also, and I found this out kind of after the fact, Carl and Crystal had quite a ministry to a lot of the kids in the town here. And Carl would do haying and have boys come and help him and stuff. And their ministry was truly with and gave wonderful care to the elderly people there, but it was multi-generational. Later on, she did a number of jobs, but her longest job, and I think in many ways the dearest to her, were the 24-plus years she worked in the kitchen at Parkview Hospital, and made many friends there, and you know, I think it is in God's providence. That's where she passed on to be with the Lord. You know, her life kind of lived in this circle. It had roots that ran elsewhere too, but I just thought that was kind of nice. She had many good memories and friends there. Crystal was a woman who loved life, loved her family, loved her grandchildren, and if you were around her, especially when Carl was alive, they liked to go. I remember thinking when I moved back up here, as I was getting, I'd been out of Maine for about 10 years when I moved back up here to pastor, and I was getting, you might say, reacquainted with Carl and Crystal. And no offense, because I'm approaching what Carl's age was then, but I thought, here's this very nice older couple. And what Carl liked to do, they picked up a used pickup and campers, go down to Wolf's Neck State Park, and he loved swimming in the ocean. They had a big German Shepherd, Baron. And he'd run and dive in the ocean. And I thought, I am a lot younger, and that is not attractive to me unless it's really, really, really hot. Carl loved ocean water. They had some good times there. Crystal loved reading. She loved Christian fiction. And she liked the old classics. Well-read lady. She, I know, loaned... shared books. Lois did with her, vice versa, back and forth. A lot of good memories there. She certainly was a loving, devoted, and hardworking wife, mother, and grandmother. One of the more remarkable things to me from my years of being Crystal's neighbor and friend, I was her pastor, but pastor sounds too technical a term. I mean, Crystal watched me grow up, and for whatever that was worth. And then, you know, I have been her pastor this last number of years, but we were friends. I was a brother, and she was a sister to me in Christ, even if she was of my parents' generation. But I'll just share this little story. 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, she had some eye trouble and went to a local eye doctor, and he said, I'm not sure what's going on. You better see a specialist in Portland. And for whatever reason, I ended up driving her to the specialist in Portland, and I can remember sitting in his little office, and he's got his gizmo and checking out her eye, and he hadn't looked at her eye for more than 30 seconds, and he quickly shifted gears, and he went, Crystal, what hospital would you like to go to? And neither one of us were expecting this. And he said, you have something going on. You've lost permanently sight in one eye, and this virus is attacking your other eye, and we're going to get very aggressive, and I'm going out, and I'm calling Boston right now. You know, she knew something was going on, but no idea it was of that complexity and seriousness. And yet, it was a clear picture to me, again, of who Crystal was. She didn't get all wound up. She stayed pretty even-keeled. I know she was shocked when, remember I told you she loved reading, she loved doing things. You've just been told in 30 seconds that you've lost one eye and you're losing the other, and you're going to be hospitalized. But she stayed calm, and guess what hospital she requested? She wanted to go back to Parkview. She was on a lot of antibiotics and medication, and praise God, her other eye was saved and remained pretty good clarity through her remaining years. But she had a wonderful peace about her that knew that God was in control. Whatever the circumstances, she knew her Father, and that was very much her relationship with God Almighty. He was her Father, and he was in control. Her sense of humor helped her in hard times, too. When her husband Carl was having progressive Alzheimer's and dementia, and a very tough thing to deal with, she would tell me stories and laugh. Her sister Elizabeth did this too, and they both said, you gotta laugh. These are hard times, but laughing helps. We're gonna see what's funny in it, and that's what we're gonna hang on to. And I went, wow, that's pretty awesome. Speaking of her sister Elizabeth, when Elizabeth just passed away 6 months ago, but when they were together in the car, at least when I was driving, it was a riot. In last years, they both knew their memories were fading a little bit, but each one considered the other worse. And so they would play that game and play it very effectively. So Elizabeth, it could be either one, but I'll pick on Elizabeth, would start telling a story. Crystal would be waiting for the moment when she could disagree and say, no, Elizabeth, that's not how it was. And they would laugh, and Elizabeth would come back, well, how do you know? You are enough older, you don't remember it as clearly as I do. And they'd go back and forth. And then when if we'd leave Elizabeth off at her home in Westbrook in the car, Crystal would make sure I knew that she was right. She really felt bad that Elizabeth's mind was slipping a little bit. She remembered it correctly. And I thought, well, wait till I'm with Elizabeth. We'll hear the other side. Another very precious memory to me is, for the better part of a decade or so, we had a seniors Bible study group, met midweek, often at my mom's house. And I'll list the regulars and some of the others that were there. Arlene Piranin, Phil and Louise Anderson, Ernestine Tupper, Emily Petty, Lois's mom, Mae Murray. Allison came some with her schedule, Clarence came some, Walter and Blanche Parker came some, different schedules, different times. But we really had some nice times. And I was going through some pictures of my computer, and I saw a picture of our study group out on the steps at my mom's house. I think Arlene probably had the picture taken and gave me a copy. And I thought, well, the dynamics of the group have changed because Crystal now joins Ernestine and Louise, who have just gone on ahead of her. And yet, we're studying God's Word there in His presence. It's a much better deal. We are working to know and apply God's Word as best as we can, and they are there with the author. Nothing gets better than that. Well, do I trigger some memories? Anybody want a chance to just share a story or a picture or a thought? Anything at all? Feel free. Thank you, Amy. Hey, right. To have some refreshments and things in the fellowship hall, the building right behind this building. So please stay and continue to share stories. This is so important. It's important for the family to hear, you know, your experiences with Crystal. I'd like to share a couple scriptures at this time. There are so many that apply to Crystal's life. But after she passed, I don't know how many hours later, I felt really pointed to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, where Matthew records for us. He said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." And that's the prelude to this next verse, that if we come and accept Jesus as a child, then this next part can become true for us. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Whatever task Crystal followed through with in life, to me, I see her as being in that yoke of Christ where it's classified as easy and light, and not all of her assignments were either easy or light. You take care of a home with a number of elderly people. I think they had 7 residents at one time at the Maples, at least. And pretty tight budget to run the ship on, not always enough staff, and yet not stressed over it, but sharing the yoke in Christ. I think of also the words of Jesus in John chapter 15, where Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. No branch," I'm skipping down through, "no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." And I think Crystal lived a life abiding in Christ. It wasn't a hit or miss experience. It was a focused life in God's word, relying on the person of the Holy Spirit for guidance, and just walking humbly with her God and reflecting that love to family and friends and so many. It's an amazing life, and it's an amazing legacy that she leaves for us here today. Later on in that passage, Jesus said these words, "Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, that you love one another." And I wrote down, this is Crystal's faith and legacy to her family, to all of us here. One, that she found her rest in Jesus. I think many of us can be considered more restless than others, depending how you're wired, your temperament, and those kind of things. But ultimately, our hearts are not satisfied until we find our rest in Christ, and Crystal certainly did. She abided or dwelt in Christ. It wasn't just a few moments of the day. It may have been a few moments in the day when she would sit down and read her Bible, but there was a continual abiding in Christ in everything she did. And while she abided in Christ on this earth, she now abides with Jesus now in his presence. And what some of these others were saying, her grandchildren and others, is that she loved like Jesus. There was an unconditional love that came for Crystal. When I did these traveling times with her, she would tell me about people she had been praying for years. And regardless of where they'd gone or what they'd done, that was never an issue to her. It was like, I'm just praying, and God's going to work, and God's going to bring them back. That's just how it's going to work. And that was Christ-like love. Well, this can be our legacy too. As we put our faith in Christ, as we live with Jesus, as we walk with Jesus and abide in Jesus and love like Jesus, the tremendous effect of Crystal's life can be mirrored by us. As she reflected Jesus, we can too. Thank you, Ann and Floyd, for your care. They moved in about 20 years ago when Carl was being a little more difficult to take care of. They were there, and in God's providence, Crystal was never alone. That's a wonderful thing. I know others have helped out. I'd like to honor my mom at this time. I know my mom. Where's my mom? She's in here somewhere. There she is. She and Crystal were good friends, and she did a lot to help her out too. In recent months, different ones in the church would help in transporting whatever, Annie and Priscilla down to the nursing home there, Brentwood Manor in Yarmouth, different ones. It was a network of people that helped and sustained, and different friends that would call on her, some of you that would drive a distance just to stop in and see her. That all meant so much to her. Before we come to our closing prayer, we're going to sing a song that, again, I think a hymn that reflects Crystal's relationship, and it's the old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Crystal, I don't know if her personality, you'd say, was the type that she was so outgoing that she made friends easily, but in her own quiet way, she did. And you knew when you were her friend, and you saw that relationship, with what she had with the Savior as well. Okay, we have 354. Again, if you'll stand with me. What a Friend We Have in Jesus, 354.
In Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry.
Lord God, as we say our goodbyes today, it's with that those mixed emotions of grief, knowing we won't see her again in this life, but then the blessed hope that we certainly will see her again in the next. Thank you for your work of grace, Jesus, in Crystal's life. We think of the word gracious. Crystal was certainly a gracious woman. It was your grace that permeated her and touched all of us in so many ways. Lord, as we stand here before you today, we're in need of that grace. Maybe some in this room have wandered far from you. They can come back and find that relationship that Crystal had with you. You can come to the Lord right now and just say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I want to know you. I want to walk with you. I want to have the kind of faith that Crystal had. And God hears you when you pray that prayer. Lord, I pray for comfort for the family. Pray for her sister-in-law, Lorraine. And this has been a tough year, a lot of loss, but I pray for comfort and strength. Richard and Dorothy and their family, some of them not able to be here because of distance, but give them comfort too. Lord, for Ryan, for Amy and George, you know, no one can take Crystal's place. She was the super Grammy. So give them your comfort. And dear Ann and Floyd, just comfort their hearts. Give them strength. It's going to feel so different in their home. May they moment by moment, right when they feel it the most, find that you are the God of all comfort. You really are. And Lord, that we all can continue to learn. Her legacy doesn't stop because we have a funeral today. Her legacy lives on. Her faith lives on. Her prayers live on. And may we, again, imitate her faith and, again, love, reach out, pray for just the things Crystal did, Lord. We can have that in our lives too, and that same kind of abiding, lasting fruit that she had in her life. Thank you, Jesus, for her life. Thank you for her friendship. I am so blessed. I will miss her a lot too. She was a good friend. I loved laughing with her. We had good times. We go with your comfort and peace right now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, if you can be seated, you'll be dismissed starting with the balcony.